My brown juicy pussy needs some handling.
This guy's cutting. The guy in the blue shorts, he's cutting.
He's not drinking water.
He's dehydrated.
Yeah. Dog Hunt 23F4A. Is that for anyone? Various locations. I haven't done this in about 2 years, but tonight I'm bored, horny, and want to be tracked down. How this will work? You must have a condom. Single girls will be given the location if you DM. I won't respond to other DMs. If you find me, I will take you to a different spot to fuck. I'll be at my location for 30 minutes max before moving to the new location. Please, for the love of God, don't ask randoms if you're here for the Reddit event. I'll howl before I leave if I haven't been found first. Location is on my profile.
Huh. You'll howl?
Can't act like a Bloodborne character about sex.
You can't just be like, come find me. I'm moving around.
By the moonlight, I will be found by the north wall of the chapel. You will know me by my howl.
Hello, welcome to Bunta Vista, episode 410. I'm Ben, and I'm here to introduce the Bunta Vista Tracer Celebrity, the system where we find a celebrity who is roughly your age that you use as a comparison to see whether or not you are old. Theo, you are very close to being exactly the same age as Emilia Clarke from Game of Thrones.
Oh,
do you feel older or younger than Emilia Clarke?
I feel just the right age
for Emilia Clarke.
For Emilia Clarke.
Like to be with or to be or Emilia
to
be. Clarke?
Just to be Emilia. I feel like we got a lot in common. Beautiful diction.
Okay.
Rockin' yes. body.
Yes.
Great
beautiful
hair.
Pouty lips.
Mixed creative output.
Andrew, you're basically the same age as Kieran Culkin. Do you feel older or younger than Kieran Culkin?
About the same, although I guess it kind of fucks me up to be able to see him in like the Home Alone movies.
Strange, isn't it?
You know, he's just a little child in those.
Is he in the movie? Is he as well in Home Alone?
Yeah.
He's in Home Alone. He's the little cousin who's drinking all the Pepsi and he's going to piss the bed.
Okay. I watched that movie when I was a child, so I don't really remember it.
I have children, so I've watched it with them. They like the violence.
Oh, they'll watch new movies? That's cool.
Yeah.
That's cool. Very cool. So he's the younger brother. Is that right?
I believe so. There's a lot of Macaulkins.
Culkins?
Yeah, Corley Macaulkin. That's right.
Corley Culkin. It's Macaulay Macaulkin.
Yeah.
Fuck off.
I was saying that we had just shown the kids The Good Son with Macaulay Culkin, and that's got Rory Culkin and Quinn Culkin in it as well.
Quinn, the rarest Culkin.
That's the rarest Culkin. Yeah. So many of them.
Yeah, usually got to go to a trade meetup to get a Quinn Culkin.
He's one that got tossed into the ice by the evil Macaulay Culkin. I'm also exactly the same age as Lil Wayne, and I suspect I'm going to live longer than him.
Shit.
Fuck. Lil Wayne feels
on the day?
Like he
well, same day.
Fuck. Wow.
Man. He feels like a million years old. I'm sorry, Lil Wayne. Maybe he was just young when he was at his peak. He was young when he was at his peak. It was like 2006, I'm going to the club.
Yes. Once. Decided you don't like it and never go back.
More than once. I went a distressing number of times in Mackay, okay?
What was the name of the club in Mackay?
I could not
What was the colour of the boat shed at Hereford?
Could not tell you.
Lucy, you are roughly the same age as Jonathan Lipnicki. Do you feel older or younger than Jonathan Lipnicki?
Jonathan, which one's that?
Jonathan Lipnicki.
The human head weighs 8 pounds in Jerry Maguire.
Fuck.
Oh, that horrible little boy. Oh, no.
I mean, he's a horrible grown man now.
Awful. No, that makes me feel old, actually. I didn't care for that.
Because you have to think, like, how long ago was the movies when he was a kid?
Stuart Little, yeah.
But if that's that old, then how old are you?
Oh.
You know?
Yeah.
Something to think about.
Is this the intro that makes you all feel good? This is a real feel-good intro.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. It's nice to compare yourself sometimes to a celebrity. Be like, how am I doing?
Oh, Jonathan Lipnicki got jacked, but he also looks like he's 4 feet tall.
Yeah.
Which is fine. Yeah. It's okay. Sometimes getting jacked is the only option you have when you're 4 feet tall.
Yeah, I'm not saying it's not all right to be short. I'm just saying in these photos of him that I'm looking at, he looks a lot like, does anyone remember that like Russian child with like mad six pack abs that was a meme at some point in the past?
I'm not usually looking at that stuff.
No. A little jacked Russian children.
No. I usually like these sort of insane micro celebrities, but I don't know if I know this one.
I don't know this one. I can't think of any healthy way to find this.
They had a Russian little Hercules.
Jacked little boy.
Because America had a little Hercules. They should have got them to fight.
Yeah.
Finally, we sort this out. Yeah. Clash of the Titans. I don't remember that one. I do remember the enormous toddler looking fella. It was sitting on someone on the bed. The giant baby.
Oh, awful. Yeah. Awful.
It was a toddler. That's right. What was kind their of age?
It was a toddler.
Yeah.
Why were they that size? It's not like they were. They weren't like obese. They were just enormous.
They had a big frame.
To the point where it's like, is this
built like a linebacker?
Is this an actual 14-year-old that has a condition?
Yeah.
Is a toddler? Big toddler?
I don't even know how to Google this either.
Big toddler.
Really big baby, real life.
Yeah.
Not spirited away.
Have you checked the mirror?
Giant baby reveals what he looks like now. That's a good headline.
An even bigger baby.
Oh, no, this is a different big baby.
Different big baby.
Just search big baby meme. I found big baby meme.
We should make them fight.
The big baby?
Baby was way too big.
We're Googling.
Oh, he's awful.
Child micro celebrities from the internet.
Ben, I was just thinking of Little Hercules, the American jacked child.
Oh, he didn't have a counterpart.
I'm sure he did. They're doing all kinds of stuff over there.
Yeah.
They got Russian technology happening, you know.
What a headline. Viral posts are relentlessly making fun of a big baby, but his mum says he's actually a healthy 3-year-old.
Oh, you're a healthy boy, aren't you?
You're
a big boy.
I bet you love pureed apple in enormous quantities.
Your mum putting some protein powder in that for you.
I got to thinking about the Buena Vista Tracer celebrity system because I saw a clip, a video on Facebook of an interview with Mac DeMarco, who is roughly about the same age as me. I'm maybe a month older than Mac DeMarco, and he looks rough. Like he's looking worn, worn.
Yeah. He's living that road life, and he also like looked like Paul Scheer as a teenager.
He sure did.
He kind of looked like that the whole time, and he's putting the miles on it.
Yeah. Seems like a cool guy, unless any of those allegations are true, and then he seems like an absolute dud.
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
Great pull on the Paul Scheer comparison.
I mean, if you're thinking tooth gap, think
Paul Scheer. Yeah. A lot of people at home nodding.
See, I got a big tooth gap. I don't look like Paul Scheer. You know?
That is true, actually. That's a good point. I would say you're not in Paul Scheer weight division. They would put you in a bracket further down the list. Paul Scheer, American? We talk about Americans in America Watch.
America.
This comes to us from KSNT in Kansas.
The Saint.
Yes. Record corn crop puts Kansas farmers at risk.
Oh, no.
Yep.
Free corn. We can't be giving this corn away.
Surplus corn. We cornered them.
And you're the one that's not hungover.
You guys... fucking morons.
The U.S. Department of Agriculture projects a record 16.7 billion bushel corn crop this year, threatening to lower already record low corn prices.
Yeah. Is that a lot of bushels?
That's a lot of bushels.
It's a lot of bushels.
I'm doing my part, honestly.
You could hide it.
I'm probably eating more corn than the average person, and I don't think I can really put a dent in 16.7.
I mean, that's why they got to make their syrup.
That's
out
why
of
they
got to
make
right?
yeah, everything out of it. They got to make syrup. They got to make their fuel out of it.
Oh, Theo, that's good foreshadowing.
Well, I can kind of picture rise of EVs, the lowering of the E10's got to be a scam, right? Like, this is
I've always
shit.
Believed that, and also
I think they're just topping it off with water. That's what
I
think.
I don't want to sound elitist or smug. I know I come from an unbelievable place of privilege because of my comfortable lifestyle. The price difference between E10 and regular unleaded is like 2 cents a litre.
Sure.
So if you're getting...
Is it supposed to cost more or less? What's the deal?
I think it's meant to cost less, right?
It costs less because
I didn't think
like
that was the thing.
It's,
you're like, not getting it's as 10% much. Ethanol, but I thought it was supposed to... Because 10% ethanol, that's fewer hydrocarbons. It's burning cleaner. But it doesn't. It actually burns like shit.
I thought it was just worse. I thought it was just like someone had put 10% water in there. Maybe I shouldn't be in charge of a car.
No. No, it's... I mean, it's 10% ethanol.
But it's the... But it's the cheaper option for a reason, right?
Yeah. No, I don't think so. I don't know. Is it supposed to be a price thing? I thought it was supposed to be like greenwashing for petrol to go like, this is the environmentally friendly version of this.
I think it's both. I think they get to water it down a little and you get to feel like you're doing something correct by buying it.
Yeah.
Lucy has no idea what's going on here.
I have no idea.
I never feel like a car.
So when you drive a car, there's a little hole on the side that you've got to put fuel
put
in every so
in.
Often. Yeah.
Yeah.
And you're going to go like, hey, when will I know? Well, there's a gauge on the dashboard.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, and you can put in the wrong one at the petrol pump that just like
one.
Bricks your car.
Yeah.
Oh.
Then it's
that
new car time.
Silly.
Yeah.
Put your car on curbside collection.
Kansas farmers produce $3 billion of corn every year, averaging 700 million bushels, produced over 5.5 million acres, according to the Kansas Department of Agriculture. Although corn is grown in all 50 states, Kansas ranks sixth nationally in production, and this year is supposed to be a record breaker at the national level.
You know, it was only in the last 12 months that me and Eleanor watched Interstellar for the first time.
Yeah.
And I really liked the whole, we're all just eating corn.
We just have corn.
All the time. That's all we've got. And to be honest, we're tired of it.
We lost rutabaga.
That was a nice...
We lost Whitloff.
Nice prediction for the future of America, I think. When you're growing corn in all 50 states, when you're concerned that you have once again grown way too much corn... When they say $3 billion worth of corn, I think that's misleading because that's kind of suggesting that there is demand for 700 million bushels of corn.
True, or that corn has an intrinsic value not decided upon by like market forces.
No, in fact, the government is constantly intervening concerns. To prop up the bullshit
prop
corn
up.
Market.
But now they're putting the sugar back in the Coke, right?
Yeah. He's putting the sugar back in the Coke.
He's putting the sugar back
from
in the Coke.
Sugar cane. Yeah, and that's a direct threat to the corn market.
He's threatening the corn farmers.
With a gun.
With a gun. Yeah.
Keep growing it.
I'll kill
you. Keep growing it. We need you to grow it. We don't want it, but we do need you to grow it.
We need you to grow it. We'll pay you for it, and then we'll just churn it over, you know? Whatever. Just till it under.
The price of corn is currently experiencing a 5-year low, selling for an average of $4.49 per bushel, according to Macro Trends. This
What's
is down
a bushel,
from,
you reckon?
I think we've covered the bushel extensively previously on this podcast.
Oh, okay. Well, I guess I'll go fuck myself then.
What if we teach America about a little thing called supply and demand? You know? They probably haven't heard of that over there.
I'm sorry, Theo. It's 64 US pints.
What the fuck?
What does that... What, pints
so
of corn?
So fucking stupid.
Pints of beer? What the fuck are you talking about? Do I have to picture the corn cob like in a pint
in a beer glass? Is there any other way to measure a pint?
It's 35.2 litres. Does that help?
Litres of corn?
Okay, so a bucket is about 9 litres.
I don't... okay,
so
you're...
it's about...
Oh, they're
it's
probably
about
talking about a dry
buckets.
Pint. That, so... So apparently, this is making me angrier and angrier. The imperial pint, used in Ireland, the UK, and other Commonwealth countries, 568 milliliters. In the United States, two kinds of pints are used. A liquid pint, 473 mils.
Yeah.
And the less common, dry pint, 551 mils. What are you guys doing?
So it's got to be a little crate or something, right?
It's not. It's a measurement. There isn't just like a physical one type of thing that they're storing the corn in.
Well, how are they? How
sure,
are they
I mean, they'd help them measure it.
Like if it was a video game, that's probably how they would represent it.
Yeah. Just measure it in crates.
This is down from $6.95 just 3 years ago, and almost 50% change. Record-breaking corn yields like the one expected this year would only drive this price further down, devastating farmers across the country.
Just grow less. Grow less, guys.
You've grown too much of the stuff you grow, and now you're fucked?
Yeah. Because everyone else grew too much. Everyone else grew too much.
Well, but then...
Well, they should have been growing less corn years ago. Should have started tapering that shit off.
Yeah.
If for the others to win... Some have to lose, right? You personally want to have a big yield, but you want a bunch of other people to have terrible yields.
Yeah, then your yield looks great. Maybe you've been kind of investing in your yield. You've been putting minerals in so that you some zinc in there so that your yield is bigger.
Let's talk about cum. He realized we've gone 15 minutes without talking about cum, and so he's decided just to sort of put that in there.
How about a bit of collective action among the corn farmers of America? Everybody commits to only producing, you know, like 50% of what they were producing in the previous year.
Quiet corning.
Yes. Oh.
I saw a yield so small the other day. I had to close my laptop. I had to come back like 4 hours later.
Huh? Can we have a little decorum, please? Like, just
where did you see this?
It's gone. On my laptop.
No, what was the context? Like, what were you watching on your laptop?
Oh, pornography.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, you saw someone else had a tiny. Jesus.
You were disgusted by a tiny load. You saw load. It in a pornographic video, which I assume you didn't even pay for. And you're complaining about the size of the
load? Maybe it was a normal load. Maybe that's actually a normal load and your concept of
your load.
You're so warped by porn.
You think guys have got big loads all the time.
Yeah. Actually, it depends where you are in your cycle. Quote, corn growers are already marketing their corn for extremely low corn prices. And this massively projected corn supply without market-based solutions to increasing corn demand is already causing corn prices to fall further, said National Corn Growers Association President Kenneth Harvin Jr.
The corn demand any further. Yeah, right? I feel like we're at max corn demand. It's in everything.
Not market-based solutions, no. Been doing this for decades, right? To go like, well, turn into petrol.
Peak corn.
Yeah.
America needs corn farmers.
Big ad campaign, national ad campaign drive. Hey, when was the last time you had homemade nachos?
Like making the tortillas yourself? Nixtamalizing your own corn?
No, with like CC's chips. Maybe.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
Last week.
Yeah. Cool.
That's my answer.
Always a hit.
Chopped up smoked pork belly on there.
Oh, fuck.
Ooh. Oh, hell yeah, dude.
Ooh.
I usually just put like mince on there or something.
Yeah, I bet. Quote, because we need markets fast for this supply, we are redoubling and intensifying our call for Congress to pass pending E15 legislation that will allow for year-round consumer access to higher blends of ethanol and for the Trump administration to quickly broker deals that will open new foreign markets for corn.
Now they've got the right idea there, asking Trump to make a deal.
Yes.
Loves to hear that shit.
Mr. Deals?
Loves to hear that shit.
How do cars go with E15? You reckon?
Can't be good. I don't know. They would have done it if, like, they would have done it if they could have. Like in America, if they're like, if it feels like probably 10% might have been the compromise.
Mm. Yeah.
To be like, if they could put more corn in the car, they would. Yes. They would have done by now.
The problem for farmers across the country is that supply is outweighing demand.
NGCA. Market forces.
Believes that allowing year-round access to a 15% ethanol blend will create an additional demand for 457 million bushels of corn. This new ethanol policy is included in the Nationwide Consumer and Fuel Retailer Choice Act of 2025, which was introduced to the U.S. Senate on Feb 13. While this would help alleviate some of the pressure facing corn farmers across the country, it would not solve the overall low profitability of corn.
Stop doing it! Grow a couple of things.
Diversify.
Yeah. Like, oh, I'm going to put all my corn cobs in one bushel.
Get a different job. I'm taking an anti-farmer stance. Yeah. This is good.
Paramedics, farmers.
Learn to code and then unlearn because AI has stolen your job.
Yeah, that's right.
Learn to corn. I don't like the vibe of this. Like, rather than change anything else that we're doing. What we demand instead is for like an infinite and ever increasing demand for corn.
Yeah,
it's giving me a bit of that, like, it's giving me a bit of that. I don't know if it was it a game or was it a story first? The asking a computer to make more paperclips thing.
Oh yeah, the paperclip game.
Yep. Fuck, what's that's it called? That's the one I'm thinking of.
Paperclip Factory? I can't remember. Yeah.
Paperclip Factory. Yeah.
Yeah. You until that subsumes the entire like universe.
Ooh, you'd love that shit.
Yeah.
Okay. Don't take very long
good,
to play. Either.
Good bit. Yeah.
Browser based. Good fun. But yeah, it's just what happens if all the interests of everything else are subverted to just demand to create one thing.
Yeah,
that's what they want. They want corn world. They want corn world.
They've already got corn world, though.
You're living in corn world.
You're already living in corn world.
It's corn's world.
Your bread tastes nasty. Yeah. What's that about?
You're putting corn in the bread. They're running out of things to put it in.
I mean, they just put fucking everything in everything. Yeah. I mean, corn bread is good.
No, when but corn syrup, regular, corn syrup in the bread, nasty.
The high fructose corn syrup. I don't know if you guys have heard about this. They got that high fructose heard corn about syrup.
They got that
high
nasty
fructose
syrup.
Corn syrup.
And America's problems, re-corn.
When they're asking to open up new foreign markets for corn, I feel like everyone's got access to corn, right?
Yeah. Kind of got corn on tap.
We've figured out how to make corn.
Even if you live somewhere where like maybe it's hard to grow, we could just send over some tins of corn. You know?
Is corn new world or old world?
New world.
New world, right? But I think around the 1700s, maybe everybody had access to corn.
Corn's another one of those ones like potatoes and tomatoes and stuff, isn't it? Where like there used to be this incredible array of differently coloured, different looking corns.
Yeah, and we breed
them. And
then
we were like,
out.
No, one kind of corn.
It must be yellow.
Kansas also faces additional struggles with corn. 8 counties have tested positive for a fungal disease known as tar spots, which can negatively impact yield by reducing ear weight, kirtle fill, or worse.
But aren't your
that
yields
good.
Too
you
high?
Want your yields too big.
Get that tar on
solved.
There.
The yield was too big.
Tar it up.
Globally, but my yield personally is too small.
Look, that's not your fault. It's just, but if you want to increase your
this
yield.
Is why.
It's a normal size yield.
Zinc.
Oh my God, have you guys ever seen glass gem corn before?
Yeah.
That sounds beautiful.
I've seen so many types of corn.
That's incredible.
That purple corn, that's beautiful.
Oh,
I think I've seen
corn.
Two kinds of corn, max.
Glass gem corn looks like a bag of Jelly Bellies.
Yeah. Heirloom corn. Why don't we have heirloom corn?
Beautiful heirloom corns.
I know, right?
But that's not what they're growing over there.
No.
No, they're growing corn.
Corn.
It's our one type of corn.
I reckon what they should do, you know,
regular shafts.
The world's only corn palace in Mitchell, South Dakota. Mm-hmm. They should appoint like a corn king whose job is to decide like bottom 10%, no, the top 10% of corn farmers get like beaten to death.
Oh.
Bringing the
so
overall
you don't want to actually...
You want to have a medium yield.
You want a medium yield. That's the job of the corn king is to regulate the yield down to medium level.
I mean, you don't want too much. You don't want too little a yield, but you don't want too much.
Yeah, we need some corn.
So you're trying to cultivate a new system of like the yield is right, where you want to grow closest without going over.
That's exactly right. And that's
and
the job
of the
corn
king.
Or
if the corn king arrives at your farm.
Yep. Corn person.
Fuck, if you see the corn monarch coming.
Yeah. Don't run, because he'll catch you.
He'll catch you.
He'll catch you. Yeah.
So you can hide in the cornfields for a while, but he will catch you.
He's really good at being in cornfields.
Yeah.
another 23 counties have tested positive for southern rust, another yield-limiting disease. Western bean cutworms and armyworms in western Kansas are also consuming developing kernels and clip silks, reducing yields even more.
I'm not like a religious guy. I suspect some corn farmers are. And all I would say is like, as you demand that the world open up and accept ever more of your corn without a thought for others or how much corn they have already, whether they actually want any more corn, you know, maybe you should ask, is God trying to tell me something?
Yeah. Diversify from corn.
Yep. Yes. If you are just trying to grow an unlimited amount of corn every year and then like these sort of scourges, plagues, if you will, keep affecting your crops.
Yeah.
Maybe pull it back a bit.
Or, potentially, if you're looking to drive markets, just rewrite the Bible so that the serpent offers Adam and Eve a nice bushel of corn.
Mm. Oh, because you're under the impression that it's an apple, right? Classic Bible idiot mistakes.
Yes.
It's a non-specific fruit.
Oh, is corn a fruit?
No, it's a grass, actually. It's not even a vegetable. It's a grass.
Oh, damn it. Okay.
Isn't that fun?
Delicious grass.
Quote, my family survived the 1980s farm crisis, Hartman said. I don't want my daughter to be talking about the 2020s farm crisis in 40 years. The situation is dire. A new market demand is the only way we're going to dig out of this.
Yeah, or
no,
it's the other things.
Less corn.
Man, I get it. They look good. They're cinematic. Cinematic. A cornfield at sunset. Oof, a big beautiful. Red barn.
That's beautiful America,
stunning.
Baby.
And that's all Kansas has. If you got rid of the corn, it'd
oh,
just
no
be
corn in
dirt
Kansas?
And rocks. It'd be fucking miserable.
Nothing but nothing but Maximus Decimus Meridius walking through a field of corn, lightly brushing his hands. That's right. That's mainly what corn is for, I think.
Wait, that's quite... Is that the name of the character?
It is.
Oh, that's quite interesting, because it's very fitting for the name of the corn king, Decimus.
Yes.
Like one in ten.
One in ten.
Like the 10%. Yep. Meridius, the middle... Because he's trying to get the
average yield of corn.
And
Maximus, for the maximum price.
There
and
we go.
The king.
Holy
and he's the
fuck.
King of
wow.
corn.
And if any of that Latin is wrong, because I'm guessing based on what words it sounds like, I didn't go to one of those schools, all right? Hey, Kansas.
You go to a grammar school.
A lot of people want to leave there, and they leave by plane. We talk about planes in Plainly Speaking.
This is your captain speaking. Please return your seats to their upright positions as we are coming in hot on another edition of Plainly Speaking.
What fuel are they putting in? What are they putting in the plane fuel, Lucy? Is it ethanol?
Don't know.
Isn't it
not often reading about
kerosene,
jet fuel.
Kerosene.
Stuff that explodes,
okay, just more
that's
petrol,
for sure.
More petrol,
yeah.
Okay.
Avgas, I've heard of that before.
Avgas, yeah.
Yeah.
I'd hope so. You'll need it to fly.
It differs from
as gas will travel.
Oh, and they call motor gasoline MoGas? I didn't know about that.
Oh, man. Yeah. That's quite funny.
Yeah,
imagine
MoGas,
being such
no
a
problems.
Plane person yep. that you have to specify car petrol with.
Oh, for groundies? Fuel yeah. for groundies?
Yeah, I just have to go get some MoGas.
MoGas, yeah. That's what I call gas.
This was sent into us by listener Jules. Thank you, Jules. This is from WKRC in Los Angeles.
The croc.
Man claims someone keeps stealing his plane and taking it for joyrides, even repairing it.
Okay.
Okay.
What's the problem?
Yeah.
Can we revise the segment for this one to be GTA World?
It is a bit GTA World, isn't it? A man was left confused and frustrated after discovering that an unknown stranger has been flying his plane, landing it without a scratch, and even repaired it.
Here's the thing. Many strangers are unknown.
Yes, most strangers
almost
are unknown.
Them. Yeah. Yes. How do you know he's been flying it then?
Wait a second, I know that stranger.
Strange.
Like
just
chalking
a pilot
the tires
you haven't met
or
yet.
Something.
Oh, he's doing the taping a piece of hair over the door of his
yep.
plane.
Yeah.
Trick. Real lo-fi James Bond stuff. Jason Hong, 75, told the Los Angeles Times that he's been at the center of a bizarre and inexplicable crime spree involving a man who keeps stealing his plane.
Jason Hong, the lo-fi James Bond.
Quote, I got confused, Hong said, remembering the first time he noticed his plane was missing. I thought,
yeah.
Did I park it somewhere else? Did the airport manager move it?
But where did I over. Park my plane?
Yeah.
He's walking through, he's clicking his plane keys.
Yeah, that's not it. Trying not that one.
What's the flash?
Hong soon learned that an unidentified man had stolen the plane on at least two occasions and flew it over Southern California.
Fuck, that's sick. So good.
Neither Hong or authorities could determine who stole the plane, but 2 days after the aircraft was reported missing, it was found at an airport some 25 miles away from its initial location.
That's so good. What kind of plane are we talking?
No, actually.
Still Cessna or something?
Yeah,
must
surely.
Be,
I think
right?
so.
When Hong retrieved the plane, he was surprised to find it without a scratch and with no signs it had been stolen besides some cigarette butts in the cabin.
It's smoking in there as well.
So good.
I don't think you're
so
supposed
good.
To do that.
That's such a good move.
I mean, I guess you could.
Yeah. I mean, you can't, right? Like in a Cessna or something? You just
I
keep
guess
the window open?
Just, yeah, sure.
tap your cigarette butt out the window.
Your plane has been stolen by the bandit from Smokey and the Bandit.
He decided to remove the plane's battery so that it could not be stolen again. Furthermore, he planned on returning the next weekend to ensure no further damage had been done to the plane. When the next weekend rolled around, Hong arrived at the airport to find that once again the plane was missing.
That's so that's
so good.
This time it was
what
found.
Does that look like? You go out, like, realize there's no battery, go, oop, all right.
Yeah.
Gonna run an errand.
Grab a battery.
Going to go to Battery World. Yeah. You got one of these?
Got a plane battery?
This time it was found around 18 miles away from the first airport the thief landed at. Even stranger, someone had replaced the aircraft's battery.
Is he in a kind of Tyler Durden situation?
That's kind of where I landed.
He's supposed to be flying the plane.
Like
repairing his own plane in a fugue state.
He keeps going to different airports and they're just like, it's good to see you, sir.
Honest, it sounds like this guy just thinks it's his plane.
Yeah.
I think he's just taking the wrong plane on accident. Like, they all look the same.
Yeah. Oh, my God. There's another news story from 18 miles away of the guy being like, someone keeps stealing my fucking plane. They took my battery. They took away my precious cigarette butts.
Clerical error. They both have keys that work for this one plane.
Hong said authorities have not been able to identify the thief due to a lack of security cameras. Good to know. But that he used an app.
Every time we check the check-ins, it's just got your name on it, sir.
He used an app that tracked airplane flights and learned that the thief had taken two joyrides on Hong's 75th birthday. So the other guy's registering flights with his plane.
Well, it's probably got a tracker in it, right?
Mm-hmm. Oh, would like a... Well, amateur, like hobbyist plane, have a thing in it?
No, but you talk to like air traffic control.
Right? Oh, of course, because you've got to kind of announce your.
You have like clearance and stuff.
Yeah. Don't you have to file paperwork and shit?
Yeah.
Like, even if you're leaving from like a regional airport? sorry, the fact that he learned that the thief had taken two joint rides on his 75th birthday as well. He's having a great day at home.
While the cat's away.
Yeah.
We'll fly your plane.
Well, he's at Dave and Buster's with the family. Hong speculated that the thief was at least somewhat flight savvy since, quote, landing is not easy, and that the man would have needed specialized tools and knowledge to replace the plane's battery.
He probably knows how to fly the plane.
Yeah, kind of sounds like a pilot.
It was implied.
Sounds like a pilot. I think he just thinks it's his plane.
This is different from, it feels like possibly the polar opposite of that guy that stole the helicopter.
The helicopter guy. Who managed to get lift one it off. Just off the ground. Pretty impressive. Yeah.
And everyone's like, holy fuck, this guy's a natural.
The helicopter prodigy.
If only we could turn him away from a life of crime, alas.
Put this man in a helicopter. Hong said that the suspects likely spent hundreds of dollars just to steal the plane, pointing at the new battery, the tools, and a new headset found in the cockpit.
Yeah, but planes are more expensive than hundreds of dollars. So on balance,
you've gotten for free. Yeah.
He's way ahead.
He's just doing some neighborly quid pro quo to me. He's just, I'll take your car out and I'll fill it up before I put it back.
Courtesy, common courtesy. He's kind of doing a timeshare with the guy now.
Yeah.
Except the fact that he keeps leaving it at different airports to the ones he started from. So is he?
Well,
like,
he's going to bring it back, but they go and they take it before he has the chance.
But then how does he find which new airport it's been taken to?
Probably the flight logs.
Probably the flight. I don't understand. Yeah, there's be flight logs.
You gotta
like,
go. Yeah, they've,
you can't
they have
be
to...
off grid with these things.
I think this guy's talking shit, honestly.
I think he's entered
it
a fugue
state. It
doesn't
make sense.
He's having stretches of missing time and he's going crazy. He starts smoking when his other personality comes on board.
Yeah, he wakes up, all his clothes smell.
It's like, why am I coughing so much?
Yeah. One pilot from the second airport the thief landed at claimed he noticed a woman in her 40s or 50s sitting in the plane's cockpit instead of the airport's air-conditioned lounge.
Struggling to make sense of that.
Yeah.
But
it sounds like she was the plane thief.
It kind of sounds
like
she's in your plane.
And it's
like,
a cool lady.
Yeah.
But earlier in this, they say that it's a man twice.
How do they know?
But not based on anything specific. Is this just good old-fashioned classic sexism?
I think it's good old-fashioned sexism. Yeah. Could be a lady flying the plane.
The pilot. Yeah. The father was the pilot's...
Yeah.
No, the pilot was the father's daughter.
pilot was the father's daughter.
We sorted the riddle.
Yeah. Hong isn't taking any chances and chained the plane down in the airport, hopefully dissuading any would-be thieves until he can get a full inspection done on the aircraft. You shouldn't have to do that.
Just don't worry about it. Like, they're not damaging it.
I think it would be kind of annoying to rock up to the airport and be like, oh, is that another one again? It's not that far away. It's like a 20-minute drive.
Just drive.
Yeah. Just take public transport.
Yes. Slyly sharing a plane with another person that doesn't know about it for a while. That's sort of a scam. We talk about scams in Scam Watch.
Warning, warning. Someone has successfully or unsuccessfully attempted a scam and must be judged. This is Scam Watch.
This was sent into us by listener Morgan. Thank you, Morgan. This is from WGRZ. The Grizz.
The Grizz. Getting grizzed out.
Why is this guy so horny today?
What's happening with you, T-Bird?
Had two glasses of wine last night and you're on one.
Man calls United Airlines customer service, gets connected to someone else who takes $17,000.
Oopsies.
Dan Smoker was trying to salvage a dream vacation, but it ended up in a nightmare.
Sick Smoker? Name, though. Dan Smoker. Live with a sick name forever.
Yeah, I think he's one of the chain smokers. They both got the surname Smoker, I think.
Yeah.
Remember those guys? They sucked.
Remember the chain smokers?
They're really annoying. His call to United Airlines customer service line ended up with him talking to someone else who charged his credit card for more than $17,000. The airline is now investigating. Smoker was set to take his wife, kids, and their friends on an 18-day trip to Europe in late May. Family's first flight got cancelled after hours of delays due to mechanical problems. The next morning, Smoker said he was on the phone with United's customer service line for more than 3 hours. He said he tried to work with an agent named David to rebook the trip to a partner airline. Smoker said David told him the cost of that flight would have to be charged to his credit card, but that United Airlines would refund the money.
Of course, they love doing that.
Classic move.
Yeah.
Smoker said David put him on hold for a long time, then came back and said he couldn't book the flight and again assured him the $17,000 charge to his card would be refunded.
Oh, so just a $17,000 charge for no flight. Don't worry about it.
Well, I've taken your money, but it turns out the plane is full. Well, good luck out there.
Good luck.
Smoker said that David eventually rebooked the family on another United flight out of Newark and upgraded their seats to premium economy.
Ooh.
That's an odd detail to include there.
Yeah.
The flight took off and the vacation was saved. But months later, Smoker was still waiting for that refund.
So how did you...
What is,
How did the other guy...
Yeah.
He was...
Yep. A confirmation email.
What if this guy somehow is getting the calls diverted to him and then he's like, yeah, let me just put you on hold for a second, and then he calls the airline and does the whole thing. But he just also takes $17,000 for himself off credit card.
Except it didn't actually do anything, right? It was just the $17,000 with nothing changed.
Well, it says he.
And then United
Smoker says David
after?
Rebooked their family on another United flight, upgraded their seats. The flight took off. The vacation was saved.
Oh, he did. I think he just did that on his own. Oh no, you're right. It was David.
Said David did it.
Fuck. Oh.
How the fuck is David doing it?
Did he just do it online?
What?
Did he take a bunch of this guy's details and then go online and sort it out for him and then come back and say, sure, you'll get that $17,000 refund later?
Man. What's going on here?
Yeah.
Do you think he tried to talk Dan Smoker out of upgrading to premium economy because that would have directly eaten into his profits? Because he's only making a flat 17 grand regardless. So it's in his interest to be like,
he's got a cap on his profit.
Yeah. Although that's kind of generous of him as a scammer to be like, you know what?
I'm still going to
get a fair chunk of money. I'll give him the upgrade.
I think it's more that he knows that he's hosing this guy and he's like, how about he gets one last little treat out of it?
Yeah, a little bit of extra leg room.
Extra leg room. Gets to sit further away from his kids or whatever.
A confirmation email about the refund said the process could take 45 to 50 business days. In July, after the time had passed, Smoker said he contacted David at the number in the email. David answered the phone and said he would look into the delay and to expect something in 24 hours. Nothing happened. When Smoker tried to call David back, calls wouldn't connect. How do they not have the purchasing details for the replacement flight made by the scammer?
David, the scammer. Huh.
Well, we haven't heard from United yet.
Frustrated, Smoker contacted Steve on your side. Consumer investigator Steve Steger scanned the confirmation email about the refund and found a number of red flags. Did you just mean he read it?
He just had a look at it?
Yeah. We got Steve on it.
Most notably, the email wasn't sent from a United Airlines email address.
Oh, come on, man.
Good spot there, Steve.
It's so good that this guy has $17,000 for flights and can't look at an email address.
What the fuck? Just not like the same amount of money as a used car, just plopping it down on a flight.
Yeah. Just go to Octavia.
Yeah.
And on Smoker's credit card statement, the upgrade charges for the family's Newark flight indicated they were from United Airlines, but the $17,000 charge was listed as a generic company called Airline Fare.
Yes.
So good.
God.
So, oh, no. Wait, maybe. No. Yeah, maybe. Did David just get Dan Smoker's credit card details from him to book the flight through the portal? So it would still just be charged to him? To Dan Smoker?
Oh, to his credit card details. Yeah, gotcha.
I guess.
Because the charge is listed as United Airlines, which means he paid for them, right? So, anyway. Steger assumed Smoker had looked up United Airlines' phone number on Google, a common way travel schemes start with fake phone numbers leading to phony call centers. But Smoker provided Steve on your side with a call log showing he had contacted United's customer service phone number and hadn't made any other suspicious calls. The more I looked into it, the more clear it became that it was a scam via United system somehow, Smoker said. Now, how that happened? I have no idea. A spokeswoman from United Airlines confirmed that several calls from Smoker's phone number were made to their call center on the morning in question, as his call log indicates. After Steve on your side started questioning the interaction, Smoker said a representative from the airline called him and confirmed there was a matching call with a huge discrepancy. Smoker said the representative told him that the call where he had connected with David for more than 3 hours showed in their log as a 12-minute call.
Why were you on the phone for more than 3 hours for this?
Well, maybe they had a rapport.
Yeah. No, that's a hallmark of the boomer getting scammed.
Yeah.
Is that they stayed on the line for like
I bet they were chatting
hours
for ages
at a time while getting rinsed.
Tell me more about growing up in your small country town. I bet things were better back then, weren't they?
And the scammer's just watching this little bar tick over, like 4% scammed.
And how much did stuff cost? Did it cost lots, or it was comparatively much cheaper? Expand on that.
14% pig butchered.
Quote, they say that at that point I had dropped off and they don't have any further recording, Smoker said.
You got done by someone from The Matrix, I think.
No, you got done by the aliens from Contact.
Yeah, that was my first look. I've only got fucking 12 minutes.
12 minutes of
interesting
blank tape, yeah.
Yeah, well, that leaves 2 hours and 48 minutes of just pure static.
Yeah.
Like, what? Is someone fucking doing some, like, 1995 hackers shit where they're like they're plugged physically freaking alligator clips on the phone line? They're freaking. They're putting the
they freaked his money away.
They're using that whistle that imitates the sound of the tone that gets you the free calls or whatever, like the Captain Crunch whistle thing.
Like Woz.
What did the old timey lady from the John Wick switchboard say when she put you through?
Like, or is this a guy that works in there?
That actually works for United.
Can you forward a call to a number that's not within your phone network? I have no idea how phones work anymore.
Yeah, I don't know.
It used to be there was just wires, but now there's like internet involved.
There's a computer in between, yeah.
Yeah, they put computers in the phone now. He reported the $17,000 charge as fraud to his credit company and is waiting on an investigation there. He said if the credit card company declines the fraud claim, he hopes United will cover the loss. More importantly, he wants to know how he got transferred to David in the first place. Quote,
yeah.
They have a system that people are supposed to trust, Smoker said. I trusted that system. There was no reason that I shouldn't have trusted that system. I was scammed as a part of it. Yeah. United Airlines customer service. This is what I put my faith in.
Yeah, really trustworthy.
But like, you got to assume there's someone in a call center. What if the person in the call center doesn't live in America? Ooh.
I think he's physically in the building. But I don't know where the building is. He's in the crawl space. David?
Yeah.
David's in the fucking...
He's in the comms room, yeah.
No, he's like
what I'm, dropping... what I'm trying to figure out, right, is like, where's the incentive for the insider in the United Airlines system who is porting this call off to somewhere else, right?
They get a slice of the pie.
They get a taste off the top.
Except that if you work at United Airlines and they easily figure out that you are the person who was diverted, who took this call and then shot it off somewhere, you get fired and you probably get charged with a crime and go to prison, right?
Yeah.
Except what if they're like, what if they're outsourcing all their call centers to like Bangladesh or whatever? It's just some dude in Bangladesh shooting this call off to his other buddy, David, in Bangladesh. And they're just sorting this out together. $17,000 would be nice.
Long way. Yeah. That's a big yield. And you don't have to kind of share any of that yield with, you know, the other person doesn't need a taste of the yield.
But if it's a guy inside flicking it off, even if he's in Bangladesh, they could still just be like, hey, it was that guy.
Yeah.
I think it's definitely some like, in the crawl space, five laptops open and he's waiting. He's looking at the flashing lights to see when someone's like, can you hold for 1 second? Bam, David intercept the hold.
He's in. Yeah.
He David's catches getting sucked the phone off call. By Halle Berry.
Yes. Hello, yeah. Berry.
Hello.
Quote, we've been in direct contact with the customer to understand what happened in this case, a United spokeswoman said in a statement to Nine News.
Just check the news.
We are. Why didn't you just read this article to find out?
Yeah. Listen to this podcast.
Quote, we are reviewing this matter thoroughly. We're committed to finding a fair solution for him. I would say you should commit to finding the guy in the fucking crawl space.
Yeah.
Just have a look. Have a look around. Go to the
office. Poke your head up through one of the tiles. Shine a flashlight around.
Get an intern up there.
A really pale guy goes, oh! My laptops.
Nude. Completely nude.
Yeah.
And he's greasy.
Because it's hot up there.
I go, Hacker Tombs?
He's nude up there working at the switchboard.
You got a Nedry in the roof. You got a slippery Tombs Nedry hiding in your ceiling. She wouldn't answer further questions about how Smoker's call might have gotten transferred.
Yeah, of course. Of course not.
Yeah. Smoker said a United representative told him this week that the details of the corporate security investigation into his call are considered internal and may be confidential.
Yeah, we don't want to tell you.
Yeah. I think they know about David.
They definitely know
about
David.
They just kind of accept it, yeah.
They keep moving him onto new call centers. It's just a...
You can't fire him, you know, with the way things are these days.
With the way things are, yeah, because he's got a condition. Just
keep kind of moving him around.
Causes him to get into the city.
Smoker says
he's got tombsitis.
It's claustrophilia.
Smoker said the United representative told him that the calls were confidential and then got into his Rolls Royce and left.
Yeah.
Hey, for this guy, this was a dispute. A common kind of disputes. Neighbor disputes. We talk about them in Neighborly Dispute Watch. This comes to us from ABC7. Man arrested after repeatedly blasting horns alarms for months in California neighborhood.
Cool. I'd kill this guy personally.
Yeah.
After countless complaints from fed-up neighbors, Los Angeles police Wednesday evening arrested a man who has been blasting horns and alarms from his home for months. Neighbors say Gary Boyadzian has been blasting the sirens intermittently since June in the Van Nuys neighborhood.
Why?
Not allowed to have a hobby now?
Oh, he has a reason. Quote, it's irritating, said Bernarda Phipps, who lives right across the street from Boyadzian. He needs help, but what kind of help does he need?
Try going over there and saying, what's up with the alarms?
What's up with the horns?
Hey, man, what's the go?
think he needs help turning those alarms off.
Video of the arrest shows Boyadzian yelling loudly as he is led away in handcuffs by officers. Prior to the arrest, LAPD said it reached out to other city departments to not only get the noisemakers shut down, but to get Boyadzian whatever help he needs. On Wednesday morning, hours after the arrest, officers gave Boyadzian an administrative citation. Quote, they advised him that if he is using the horn, to stop using the horn because of the disturbance it is causing in the community, advising him not to do that, LAPD Captain Chris Zine said.
Maybe he doesn't know that it's bothering anyone.
Yeah.
You know?
Sometimes
he might not know.
And people are so conflict averse that they would never be like, it's actually a bit of a social gaffe to continuously blast horns and alarms.
Yeah. Maybe he's just like, I'm so sorry. I didn't even realize.
But no one will talk to each other. They'll talk to the news. They'll talk to the police.
Talk to the police. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They'll talk to the assassin that they're trying to hire to kill you.
That advice only lasted about 2 hours. By noon, Boyadzian was back blaring his horns. Yes.
Just pacing the county lockup the whole time. No one's blasting my horns right now. I gotta get back home.
It's so funny every time they do. Like the lady that couldn't stop booking the hotels.
Yeah.
They're like, I'm out. Back
I shan't stop blasting.
Book. Did you say more blasting?
Quote, LAPD told me they're sending me a ticket for the horn disturbance in the mail. And I told them I would stop, Boyadzian told ABC Los Angeles affiliate KABC earlier in the day. But I just went back and left them a message. I'm not stopping until justice is served.
And the justice...
I shan't be stopping.
The justice is the honking, right? I'm serving justice by honking?
The honking will do until justice arrives.
Right.
Exactly what that justice is, only Boyadzian seems to know. When KABC asked why he sounds off the alarms, he floated an unsubstantiated story about the mafia trying to kill him and the LAPD assisting in the plot.
Right, so he's got like a... Maybe he's got
he's got a gripe. He's got an issue.
He's got a lot going on.
Well, maybe he's got an alarm that he sets off when he thinks he's about to be killed by the police and the mafia.
It's just like a reminder. They're coming to get you. Ah!
I think it's to remind his neighbors and maybe to alert them to the presence of the mafia and the LAPD. And then if you come over and he's not being murdered, it's like the horns worked. Let's get him off.
Yeah. If the horns stop, that's when you should be worried.
Yes.
Yes.
They got him. They got to him. Mafia finally got to that poor bastard.
Quote, I need help, Boyadzian said Tuesday, and I don't know how else to cry out for it.
You've got a really specific way of crying out for it.
Yeah. Yeah. He's genuinely in distress, seemingly, but I don't know if...
It's like how baby cries are distressing to us, right? Like we are evolutionarily predisposed or, you know, adapted to find baby cries really disturbing so that we can help the babies. That's just the way we can't be angry at them.
Yeah.
We can't be mad at them. That's just their way of saying, help, I have a need. That isn't being met. This is the only way he can communicate that need. He's saying help. He's saying help me, but will you listen?
No, you'll complain to the
news. Will you hear his cry?
The problem LAPD had in arresting Boyadzian is that an officer needed to hear the noise in person. By the time officers arrive, Boyadzian turns the alarms off.
Yeah.
That's really funny.
Really good.
Yeah. And officers also have no way of arriving quickly as well as we have. Yes. Thoroughly covered.
Yeah. Quote, that horn's being used intermittently, Zine said. It's not being used when the officers are present, so the officers can't take enforcement action. That's just so good. Imagine standing on your front step, there's like four cops there, and you're like, hello, officers.
Hello.
How are you?
Quiet day today.
That's a real there's no rule in the book that says a dog can't play basketball.
Yeah, absolutely. The police can't do anything.
Unless they witness it. Surely there's like recordings of this, right?
Yeah, like, couldn't like a neighbor be like, well, there it is.
Make a video on your phone?
Not like you just walk to a few neighbors and see if they agree or something. But
yeah,
I don't know.
Boyadzian apparently left for several hours, and when he returned, police were nearby. Quote, he came out and thought everything was over, so he went out and watered his lawn, neighbor Bob Donovan said. A couple of plain clothes vehicles just pulled up real quick and snatched him on the lawn. He was yelling and screaming and resisting arrest. The horns placed high on a tree in Boyadzian's backyard haven't been taken down yet. LAPD hasn't announced what charges Boyadzian is facing. For residents in the neighborhood, silence never sounded so good.
Sorry. Wait 1 second.
Yes.
Maybe I blanked out for a moment there while I was administering my Plex server, but have we mentioned that the horns are not car horns until this point? That they are mounted in the trees?
Yeah, he's got a high-up tree-based sort of sound system going.
So I mean, that seems like it should be illegal, right?
That seems like just the police should come out and say, yeah, hey, are you... The neighbors,
all those horns,
hear
they're
enormous
just decorative.
Horn sounds. Yeah,
it's my Bluetooth.
Could it be those
setup?
Horns? Up
I just
there?
Store them up there.
Yeah,
I only play easy listening through them, and it's very quiet. This is not a particularly interesting bit of trivia, actually, but I'm going to say it anyway. On the John Hopkins album, Music for Psychedelic Therapy, there's some parts of the album that he recorded, then. Took to a forest on a friend's property, played them through speakers that he'd hung up in the trees, and then recorded that recording and
that
layered
shit.
That in the song. Isn't that nice?
Ooh.
Very good. Mm-hmm. I was on acid the first time I listened to that record, and I knew that little tidbit, and I was just like, I can hear the fucking trees. It's amazing.
Good for you.
Thank you. Finally, neighbor Jim Phipps said, now we can relax and just live our lives the best way we can.
Back to shooting my gun into the air in my backyard.
Yeah, I couldn't hear myself think. Bang, 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 bang.
Frankly, I think this guy is innocent, and I think his shitty neighbors should have come together and be like, what can we do to make you feel safe and supported so you don't have to do
so
this?
So you don't need the horn. That's right. We want you to feel... like you don't need to be honking that horn for 14 hours a day.
Also,
quit
the guy,
honking that horn.
The guy that's worried that like the LAPD is assisting the mafia in killing him, do you think getting arrested by plainclothes like cops in disguise?
Yeah, it's probably not made him feel good about it.
Kidnapped in daylight.
Yeah.
While you kick and scream. He thinks he's getting murdered.
Yeah, probably made things like a million times worse.
Yeah. You could have knocked on the door and had a little... I don't know.
Yeah. Hey, bud. Look,
have a conversation. Yeah.
Before you call the fucking cops, be a neighbor.
Yeah.
You're part of a fucking society, dipshit. And this was definitely an episode of the podcast, Punta Vista. Thank you so much for joining us. If you want more of this, bonus episode every week, patreon.com/Punta Vista. Price of a schooner, a bit less than a schooner. Probably the price of a pot of beer at this
increase
stage.
Our yields.
A month.
Our yield is very medium.
For less than the price of a pint of corn.
I think, slightly under. No, it's slightly over. Either way, we will talk to you very soon. Stay safe out there. Bye.
Bye.
Smoking on the airplane. Smoking on the airplane. Everybody did it. They'd gather on the back on the way to Australia and all puff up at once outside the bathroom. And that's why if I had wings, that would be a bad...